So tell us a little bit about your brother. This is phenomenal what he's achieving over in the US.
Well, I think it's a very good result for him. As I think your reporter was saying, he came from nowhere against the most powerful political machine in America, probably.
Has he got what it takes to go all the way?
I think he will now, yes.
What are his qualities? You know him obviously very well as his brother. What are his qualities?
Yes. Well, I think the crucial thing at this point is his determination. I mean, he's not very much different here. We've had decades of redistribution of wealth and income from the bulk of the population to the very rich. And it's very hard to talk about it because the media are owned by the very rich and so on. And he's just managed by almost a miracle to break into that whole thing and create a new conversation. And most people really don't want to live in that kind of country which is so dominated.
I understand that you grew up in Brooklyn in New York. Was yours a very political household? Did your mum and dad talk a lot about politics?
No, they were not very political. They were certainly not people who went to meetings or anything like that. They were very committed to Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal. Uh-huh. And I think in many ways Bernard is the Franklin Roosevelt of our time.
And his interest in politics, did you see it when he was a young man, or was it something when he went to school or college?
I think he began to show it in high school, and then he went off to the University of Chicago at the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement, and that, I think, was the big turning point for him.
And what are his beliefs?
Well, I think the crucial one that he's talking about is that you have to have a country that works for all its citizens, not just for the very rich. And in America, that has been a minority opinion up until him.
I've got a note here that you thought your brother would do well, but some months ago you didn't know that he had it in him to beat Hillary. What do you take from Iowa then?
Well, I think he's made the biggest step so far. It's obviously not over. There's tremendous campaigning remaining. But I think he can do it.
Will you be going over to see him? Do you speak with him regularly, Mr. Councilor?
I speak to him regularly. We were there for 5 weeks in October, November, and we'll be back.
Do you see any aspects of Jeremy Corbyn in your brother?
There are obvious similarities, yes. The whole anti-austerity program of Jeremy Corbyn is very similar to Bernard's.
So they would be like political soulmates in a way?
Well, I think, yes, when they're Prime Minister and President, we'll have a very good special relationship.
Nice line. When did you last speak with your brother? Have you congratulated him yet on last night?
No, I haven't. I think he needs a little sleep.